for doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we'll go through the Sfira Sa'omer, that's the 90th chapter over here. We have a biblical mitzvah to count from the first day Chol HaMoed, when they bring the Omer sacrifice. The Torah says, count 7 weeks. And the Torah says, count 50 days. So we have a mitzvah to count the days and to count the weeks. We know when Shul, either the rabbi or the chazan, makes the blessing and counts, and then everyone else counts after him. Ideally, one should count the Omer after Tzeis HaKochavim, when it's nighttime, when the stars come out. But from Bein HaShemashos, meaning from twilight, from after Shkia, technically you could do it. If you davened in the minyan out here, that davened right after Shkia, they have a minyan that they do Mincha, and then at sunset they do Ma'ariv, 2 minutes later. So there's an ancient tradition to do it that way. Then you should ideally repeat the Sfira later on at night if you remember it. You make your blessing and you count with them, and then you could do it later. Now, before we continue, I once dated a girl who was Rabbi Neria's granddaughter, and she told me in her grandfather's name a few tips how to ensure that you remember the Sfira Sa'omer. So tip number one, try to daven with a minion throughout the Sfira Sa'omer. That way you won't forget. Tip number two, the second you remember, count. So I didn't daven with a minion yet tonight, but if I remember, so I'm going to make the blessing and count. And later on in class I'll do that. I'll be yotze, and you'll follow different aspects of the halacha and how we do it. Now, tip number three. So you don't have to wait for the minyan. If you see you're at a wedding and it's nighttime and you miss the ma'ariv with the wedding, you were with the chatan. That's usually when we end up missing Sfiras Omer, when you're at a wedding or some event after Lag BaOmer or before Rosh Chodesh for some Ashkenazim. So you're at some event, you're at the Lag BaOmer event, okay, and you missed ma'ariv. So you're going to daven ma'ariv on your own, and then you don't remember Sfiras Omer on your own. Or sometimes you had an ad hoc minyan where everyone forgets Sfiras Omer. I was at a minyan last night where almost everyone forgot to say Yalev Yovel. I remembered mid Shmon Esrei, so I said Yalev Yovel out loud, but that happens. So that's why the first time you remember that it's night, if it's at night, and you remember the Sfira, stop what you're doing, and in 1 second you can do the mitzvah. You make the blessing and you count. You grab a sitter, make sure you got it right, you make the blessing and you count. So that's the third tip. The fourth tip is whenever you remember, count again. Meaning very often we remember, even when you forget a night, there are times during that night when you do remember, times during the next day when you do remember, and you say, I'll get to it. Don't get to it, do it right away. Even if you count it already. So, you know the saying, vote now and vote often? Right? They had a saying in one of the elections. You should vote a few times for that. Same thing with Sfiras Omer. Vote early and vote often, right. So the same is true with Sfiras Omer. Try to count often. And the final tip is, before you go to bed, get accustomed to saying Sfiras Omer together with your bedtime Shema, because that'll help you to catch yourself on the nights that you forget. Yes?
You're under the training, I think, to, you know, be careful not to waste blessings. This one doesn't matter?
No, without a blessing. I'm right. Saying count without a blessing. It's not a blessing. You could say it a million times.
Right.
Okay, so those were tips. Ever since she gave me those tips, I think I made it every year without missing a night. Because if you follow those rules, then you don't miss. So the real issue is, like tonight, I asked Rav Hyman, did you daven Ma'ariv yet? So he said no. So I was going to ask him, okay, what is tonight's count, just to make sure I got it right. Now, if I'd ask him and he'd answer me, so then he was yotze the count for tonight by saying tonight is this number in the Omer. So if someone asks you and it's already the time when you could fulfill the mitzvah, meaning if someone asks you midday or after you already fulfilled the mitzvah, you can tell them what tonight is. But if it's at the time when you could fulfill the mitzvah and you have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah, so you want to make a blessing before you fulfill the mitzvah. So if your friend asks you what the count is tonight, he's going into daven. You're not yet going in. You should tell him yesterday was 15. That way he'll know what tonight is. If you tell him what tonight is, then you'll count again with the accurate nusach, with the accurate wording. But you won't be able to make a blessing because technically you've already fulfilled your obligation. When you make the blessing, you should really know what you're going to count. So we had the last day Yom Tiv. I was supposed to say the count, and I wanted to make sure I remembered correctly. So everyone's waiting for me, and I can't make the blessing. I want to make sure I remembered right. So I went over to the chazan, And I checked. I pointed in the Siddur. I said, is this the right number? I couldn't ask him what the number was, because if he tells me, he won't be able to make the blessing anymore. But I need to make sure I remember it correctly. So that's another halacha people should know. You should make sure to know the count before you make the blessing.
How does that square with what I just said? That was my problem.
I pointed in the Siddur. I asked him.
Let's say you think of it now.
But thinking of it doesn't fulfill.
And you say it without the blessing. Then you can't make a blessing later, you say.
That night, right.
Right, so how does that help you forget? In other words, what's the point of doing it all? I don't get it.
I'm saying, right now, I know I didn't count Sefiras Omer. Right. So I'm going to make a blessing. How do you make... I'm sitting here in middle class. I want to make sure I don't forget. So I'm going to stand up. You got to stand up when you make the blessing. And say, Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu Be'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Sefiras HaOmer Hayom Shisha Asar Yom Shem Shnei Shavuos U'Shnei Yomim LaOmer HaRachamanu Yachzidanu Avdash Mekumam Rav Yaminu Amen Sela. So technically that's it. I did my mitzvah, right? Now when I go to shul later, I won't make a blessing. They're going to count Sefiras HaOmer. I did my mitzvah right now.
However, I thought one of the tips to make sure you don't forget is if you think of it and you might not later have a minion to do it.
So do what I just did. Make a blessing and count.
So you do it with a blessing.
Right. I'm just saying, let's say later tonight I'll remember, hey, did I count tonight or not? So then I'll count again. I'm just saying, you get into the habit of counting a few times during the night, so you'll always catch yourself. But the first time you make a blessing, for sure. That's what I just did. So now people sometimes think I got to say the whole Hashem Yichud, I have to say all this Hasidic stuff before and after. No, you don't. What I just did, you did your mitzvah, finished. And if you do it that way, I love this mitzvah. Because one sentence, you did a mitzvah. Where else do you have a mitzvah like that? You say one sentence, you did it. I always smile after I count Sefiras Omer. Look at how easy some mitzvahs are. So, yeah, so that's the trick. Okay, so again, we stand up. We make a blessing. Even if I would have done it sitting, your yotzeb lechatchila, you should stand up. About women, whether they should or shouldn't count with a blessing, everyone will ask their rabbi. If a woman knows that she's going to count and not miss, that's fine. The problem is women don't go to shul, and that's why very often it's like a given. They're not going to get all the count, but many women today count the full thing without missing, and they're better at it than their husbands, and they remind their husbands. So there isn't a problem for a woman to make a blessing. For us Ashkenazim, to make a blessing and count. Sfaradim sometimes have a custom that women don't make a blessing on time-oriented mitzvos. Even if they want to fulfill them, they don't make a blessing. But Ashkenazim do. Now, you could count in another language. The key is you have to know what you're doing. I began the class in Kochav Yaakov and Sefiras Omer the following. I began class and said, Hanach du set nit, tazu yazu liglup yad lahup yav. You guys know what I said? I counted to 10 in Korean. No one knows what I said, right? Sefiras Omer is the same thing. If you don't know what you're saying, you didn't do the mitzvah. You're supposed to be doing a count. So if what you're doing is Korean, then you didn't do the mitzvah. You have to know what you're saying when you count Sefiras Omer. You're counting. Counting means I understand what I'm doing. I don't know beyond 10. I told you everything I knew, okay?
That's the best thing you could have done.
So you got to know what you're saying. You got to understand what you're saying. Stand up, make a blessing, and do the count. You count the days, you count the weeks. So that's in a nutshell, our Sefiras Omer. And v'ezrat Hashem, next time, tomorrow night, we'll finish the halachot, and we'll discuss a little bit of our customs of mornings during Sefiras Omer. So we'll continue v'ezrat Hashem tomorrow night.